We live in boxes, work in boxes, drive on the rectangly ribbon of the road in box-like things that run on circles. A series of bright boxes before bed, the TV screen, the book or Kindle, the smartphone. We sleep on rectangles, heads on rectangles. It's possible to eat square sandwiches on round plates, on rectangular trays, at the top of skyscrapers, the grandest quadrilaterals of the earth. Money is another grand quadrilateral of the earth. Trillions of different colored soft rectangular bills stuffed into billions of pockets above the basement clang of coins. The painted dream of paper money, the filled hole of a penny. Most everything we see or like is kept in a squarish frame. Paintings, movies, shows, stories, photographs, football, refrigerators, cereal boxes, newspapers, diaries, postcards. We especially love the window on our world that is the battery-powered handheld rectangle.
I am a battery-powered handheld rectangle.
Our natural vision sees wider than it does tall, side to side more than up and down. A rectangle is a good harbor for such an eye. It crops away the unseeable and contains both the clear and the not.
I am a battery-powered handheld rectangle.
Once before the squares and rectangles came, there was a tumbling jumble of everything, a kind of endless pile of things that fell or toppled as against the things that roamed or rose up. Nothing was topsy-turvy, but nothing was quite arranged. Draw a square in the sand with your finger, and it's easier to focus on the sand enclosed. There's less sand to see, but seeing all the sand is too much sand. For years, the prevalence of the geometry of squares increased until the rectangle became our most keen portal. Like newspapers everywhere, it was the space we kept our world in. The envelope, the novel, the letter, the screen, the home, the mirror, the gravestone. But it's possible the future will belong to holograms and robots, artificial intelligence and sprayed dimensional light. Books may become single words that appear before us, one after the next, clean and centered, hitting our optic nerves with the precision of nails. And with things like Google Glass and the blue sky development of holographic displays in phones, televisions, tables, walls, wherever, our rectangular window on the world might lose its familiar enclosure. We are getting the world ready to spring up again in an illuminated fabric. In that way, the world might open up again. Instead of a photo of a beach on a small squared screen, we'll have the beach remade before us in explorable miniature light forms. Here come in the waves and tide. There stretches out the beach and dunes. There could be boats in a city far off to visit with the urge of a dilating lens. Then, as long before, we'll see the tumbling jumble of everything, an endless pile of things that fall or topple around the things that roam or rise up. In that hologram of the beach with the boats and the city, we could draw a square in the sand made of light with a finger made of light. But it's hard to say no to too much information. Why see less when you can see all? And maybe what's being sensed is the imminence of too much sand. Beneath that, the loss of rectangles. Beyond that, the arrival of so much light. Within that, perhaps, a world within a world, taking us closer to seeing what was there to begin with.